Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you this very exciting evening. Today is the seventh day of the third month of the year, March, in the year of our Most High Elohim 2019, with the time now standing at precisely 6 minutes past the top of the hour. It is 6 minutes past 7 p.m. here in Brussels, in Belgium, the seat of the European Parliament, where we have been meeting a lot of very helpful and decent human beings about our faith, our suffering, our pain, the humiliation, the torture, the degradation, and the wholesale slaughter of the innocent. I welcome you, and as I do so, I will ask you to please also welcome other people as well, wherever they may be, because this is a worldwide broadcast. Radio Biafra circulates all over the entire 24 time zones of the world, and if you're not listening to us, then you are definitely missing something. I welcome you wholeheartedly. And I also ask you to please ensure that you are listening to us via our numerous platforms on www.radiobiafra.co, www.radiobiafra.co. We are on ipob.org. ipob.org. You can also receive us via Facebook on Radio Biafra page. You can also listen to us via any other platform, but especially our app. Radio Biafra app is there. If you have not downloaded it, then you're missing quite a lot. I encourage you to do so this evening. We are also on biafratv.co. We are on CHK across Biafra land as well, 102.1, in some instances 102.2 or 102.3. I wholeheartedly welcome you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, depending on where you're domiciled. As for us, it is good evening. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. And also here with me is my deputy, the deputy of the entire IPOB worldwide, Mazuche Mefo. We have come that we may preach this very gospel to those who can make a difference. It is not everything that we tell you. It is not everything that we are obliged to tell you. But what I can say to you this evening is that we are doing all we can to ensure the restoration of Biafra in the shortest possible time. And as we attend all these meetings, as we continue this very essential diplomatic offensive, a lot of things are coming to light, a lot of hidden secrets. We know what is holding us, and we're doing all we can to free ourselves from the shackles of iniquity, from the bondage that is the damnable Zoological Republic. This evening, we must preach this very gospel as ordained and commanded by Elohim, that his children may be set free, and that those who are condemned to die will perish and not inherit Biafra. That is our prayer. And before we proceed, we must pray. We must hand over our proceedings this evening to Chukwukika Abiyama, because he and only him will always come first in our lives. People try to misconstrue, to misunderstand, to misplace, and to misrepresent what we are here for. But Biafra will be dedicated to the Almighty Chukwukika Abiyama. Anigeja lanso Biafra we chora chineke na binigwaja. If you don't know, I'm telling you now. Biafra will be a godly nation. We will sacrifice the land of Biafra. We will offer it as sacrifice to Chukwukika Abiyama Benigwe, that his will may be done upon our lives and that of our children and those yet to be born. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwuka Abiyama's blessing must be upon us as we pray this very evening. I ask you to bow wherever you are. Because we are very special, a very special breed like no other. Exceptionally made to bring light and development to the darkness that black Africa represents. Without Biafra, Africa is nothing. Without Biafra, the iniquitous existence in that very part of the world will continue until the end of time. Biafra has come that light may come into the darkened heart of Africa. Biafra is here to ensure that those who are kept in captivity may be set free, that the blessing of the Almighty may be upon his children. We pray this very evening the same psalm that David prayed many, many centuries ago, that made Chukwuka Abiyama to bless him and to bless the house of Israel. And the same way shall the house of Biafra be blessed. Sometimes with all the killings, all the pillaging, all the abductions, all the kidnappings by the evil forces of the zoo, with all the pain and the hardship we are forced to endure at the hands of the Alamajiri, Fulani Janjaweed, with our hearts so heavy and burdened, sometimes we must be excused for thinking that we have been abandoned and forgotten by the Almighty, whose name we praise by the name we give to our children. This evening we ask Chukwuka Abiyama Purimiye Ndeko Obia Nunolu Mwobwenye Kowe Mena Nyamara Kema Maya Nebele Yawe Mwoba Nebanyi Nwaga Masa Suse Ligwe Ni Noba Susundi Mwuzi Nasuni Chukwuka Abiyama Nogawa Kanye Wene Togi Wena Jage Manas Nomego Nye Dekage Chineke Nanke Purimiye Nine Gyeomwegi Bonye Nine Duanyi Nusije Iwe Duranyi Anywe Bata Na Brothers Nobote Nketa We hundia hero potrasina bunda njiga hupu muoka na mwani don hani runo kuno wanine bunda gagara gozi bunda gabamboi hano wanine banchi abasara paburi nene komoge na gabiga anjewe na joge nanki we for you will not forget us Chukwuka Abiyama you will not forget IPOB this very family that you yourself created. That your will may be carried out upon the lives of those that believe in you. How long are you going to hide your face from us? How long are you going to allow uncircumcised that was a Fulani Alamajiri to continue to run the lives of your children? How can you allow those that drive cattle from place to place to preside and superintend over the lives of those who are descended from the lineage that you blessed? How long are we going to suffer? How long will the likes of Okezi, Azu, Devu, Mahi, Ohanaeze, Ndiaran, and Yoshi continue to exist and to sell us to our enemies? How long will you allow them to remain? How long is our suffering going to be? Does it mean you do not hear our prayers? Does it mean our lamentation doesn't come before thee? Because every day do we proclaim your goodness before the multitude, before the congregation all over the world to say that only in Chukwuka Abiyama do we have every trust and every hope. We are not shying away from that inescapable fact that we are descended directly from heaven itself. For we are, dear friends, the blessed children of Chukwuka Abiyama himself. For how long shall I and those who are like us take counsel in the sorrows that inhabit our hearts? How long will our enemies, our Safulani, be exalted over us? How long will those that hate us be allowed to rule over us? How long will this suffering and degradation last? Come this evening and hear our prayers, O Elohim, our Lord and our God, our Redeemer and our hope. Come and lift this very burden from our shoulders and lighten our eyes, because we will fall asleep, and that sleep is death, at the hands of marauding Fulani headsmen. Or else our enemies will say that they have prevailed over us, that they have risen against us. Those that trouble us will rejoice, but you will not allow shame to befall your children. We submit all that we are unto your loving hands, because we trust in your mercy. Our hearts shall ultimately rejoice in thy salvation, because Biafra will come. If what we encounter today is anything to go by, there are millions of men and women all over the world who are influential, that you have sent to carry this very message and this very gospel to the heart of every nation and every conscientious government around the world. Therefore, this very noble family of IPOB shall sing songs of praise unto thee. We shall lift up your holy name, for Biafra will be sanctified and evil shall not dwell in it. That very purpose for which you allowed our ancestors to migrate to that very noble land will be accomplished in our lifetime, that your name may be praised, adored, and worshipped in the land of a free Biafra. Now and forevermore, we pray. It is very necessary that we pray here. Nobody is like us, because as I would always say before we came, there was nothing like us. Now that we are here, people can pretend, they can imitate, they can copy. They will try and wish to be like us, but they can never be, because there's only one IPOB, one indivisible family under the supreme guidance of heaven itself. That is nothing man can do. But they are nothing, they are beneath the soles of our feet. Because we have come to do the work of heaven, and we are succeeding in this very noble task. The job is not easy, I assure you. Very, very difficult when you have enemies who are as powerful as the multinational corporations that encircle Biafra land. You will understand what we are talking about. If anybody is serious at all about the coming of Biafra, if they have done 10% of the work that this very family of IPOB has done, then they will realize how difficult this very battle is. Very, very difficult. But we are overcoming our enemies every step of the way. You must stay with us, and you must remain with us. But you must remain steadfast above everything else, because this job is very, very serious. As I said earlier in the brief address that I gave during our meeting this afternoon at the European Parliament in Brussels, I made it very clear that there are some things I am not at liberty to disclose in public. And you must bear with me, and you must bear with IPOB leadership. It is not everything that we encounter that I will brief you on, because I have come across a variety of people writing from their personal perspective, I believe, about how they think that these very efforts to restore Biafra should proceed. And I have a very simple question for them. What did you do when we came under sustained and vicious attack to lift the election boycott? If you cannot sustain the pressure, then how can you sustain the pressures of war? Do you think we'll wake up one morning and begin to march so they can slaughter us the same way they did in 67, 68, 69, and 70? We are not stupid. We will not allow a repeat of that nonsense. You can all bear witness to what is happening in Ambazonia. If you march when you're not ready, you will fall. If you don't know about military strategy, if you don't know about how wars are fought and won, then I suggest you go back to the library and read about all the great generals that have gone to battle. We lost the war in 1970 because we were unprepared, ill-prepared. If you go into war without being prepared, without doing the necessary groundwork, without winning the friends over, who are going to support you when the votes count? When do you go to UN? When you come to places like the European Parliament, then you are finished. If you don't have friends, you are sunk. What is happening in Ambazonia will happen to you. They will slaughter us again, and nobody will bat an eyelid. This is something that we must take away in our tiny little brains. Those of us who don't understand what freedom fighting entails, you need to grasp this and do it now. We will march eventually on our terms, and when we are ready, we are not going to be stampeded into any premature engagement. But I assure you that definitely we will march, and when we do, the zoo will know about it. The world will know about it. And then nobody will dare rise up to blame IPOB. Understand this very clearly. We know where we are going. We are focused and we are dedicated. You must understand that and assimilate that. Some of you answering Igbo names, but born of Hausa Fulani. You think we are stupid? You think you can blackmail or pressure us or stampede us into taking a very hasty action that we will live to regret? Any day I declare the Republic of Biafra, you will know that we are ready to march. Understand that. But until then, do precisely as you're told. You must do as you are told. Because every step we take, every move we make, every utterance we utter, everything we do is designed to bring Biafra closer. Sometimes you may not understand it. Sometimes it is too complex for you to comprehend. But one thing is inescapable. Everything we do on this glorious platform, on IPOB, all over the world, is designed to bring Biafra closer. You must understand and appreciate this. Let's go to war so that I will fail as we did in the past. No, I won't do that. When the time is right, we will march. That I can assure you. But before we do so, we must do the needful. Wherever you are on this very planet, if you have not joined this very noble family, then I suggest you do so. Because the Janjaweed, Alamajiri, Fulani, they are coming for you. You have seen that they have resumed hostilities. The ethnic cleansing of Lower Benue has begun in earnest. The sacking of villages, the mutilation of children, the rape of pregnant women has commenced full time once again, because people were foolish enough to allow themselves to be used. Or should I say, a very significant proportion of the Yoruba Muslim population allowed themselves to be used. And I keep saying this all the time, that the problem we have, people from the southern part of that damnable zoological republic, of which Biafra is unfortunately a part of, is down to the Yoruba people in the West. I'm not insulting anybody, but they should use their tongue to count their teeth. They should stop siding with evil. They should allow fair competition to exist, because without competition in this very life, you cannot succeed either as an individual or as a race. Since they are afraid of us, they don't want to compete on equal terms with us, then everybody must go their separate ways. I'm in fact very, very impressed with some people who have now seen the light and have conceded publicly and privately to me and other people that IPOB has been right all along. We have always been right, and we will continue to be right until Biafra is completely and fully restored. This very address this evening is designed to convey two very clear messages. One, that we are doing all that we can on the diplomatic front to win as many friends as possible, not just for Biafra, but for the way that IPOB is piloting the affairs of this very noble nation of ours. Secondly, we want to ensure that come Saturday, there is a complete lockout of those that conspired to bring Operation Python Dance into our land. Those men without conscience, who will in perpetuity serve the interest of Hausa Fulani, who will kill their own mothers and their own children in order to please their Fulani master. They must be swept away unceremoniously from the government lodges across our land, starting from this very Saturday, a few days away. You are under instruction to make sure that Okezie Ikpeazu is not returned to power, to make sure that APC does not exist in Imo State, to ensure that Dave Umahi is not returned to power in Ebonyi State. Very, very important. Because I have made this announcement repeatedly, the Fulani Caliphate have decided to work for them. You must understand that. Exactly the same thing they tried to do with Abaribe, they will try to do to our people. They will try to do with our people come Saturday. Because I announced on Radio Biafra that Abaribe must be returned unopposed. The powers that be in the zoo decided to cancel some wards and some local government result and asked us to return again on Saturday, the same day as the governor's elections, to make sure that Abaribe is returned, if at all we're interested. They couldn't rig him out, so what they had to do is to try and frustrate the effort of our people to freely declare that Abaribe will return to the Senate to continue the work he has been doing. On Saturday, we must make sure that Okezie Ikpeazu packs his items to leave Umuahia for the very last time in his very hopeless life. And for those of you ever contemplating or considering voting for Okezie Ikpeazu or anybody else for that matter, especially those in APC, you must realize this, that they came to kill us, that Fulani headsmen are still moving about killing people even as at today. They have not been labeled a terrorist group. Yoruba newspapers have refused to call for the proscription of Fulani headsmen, also known as Miyeti Ala Cattle Breeders Association, because they are terrified of them, because they are scared of them, because they understand what will definitely befall them in the future. Isn't it a shocking surprise to each and everybody listening this evening that the Yoruba media never called for the persecution or even the prosecution of the perpetrators of the most heinous crimes across the Middle Belt, Fulani headsmen, and elsewhere, of course, including Biafra land? They never did. But when it comes to IPOB and Biafra, they'll be screaming from here to high heavens, and some of us are so stupid we don't understand why they do it all the time. I will say this to you. Every multi-millionaire, or should I say billionaire, from Yoruba land, from Fulani land, oh dear, whatever status they are enjoying today to the oil in Biafra land. Some of you don't know this, but I will tell you. That is why they insist on having one Nigeria. That is why they insist every blessed day in perpetuating the misery, the fraud that is called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. They will never change. If you're hoping that Yorubas will rise up one day to say that what is happening in Nigeria is not acceptable, because of that, let's do something about it, then you are not only deluded, you are very, very foolish, because they'll never do it. I am telling you today, those of you hoping on restructuring, on doing one thing or the other to sort of make the zoo look like a place inhabited by human beings who are capable of reasoning, I have this for you. The Yorubas will never do it. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Anything that will weaken their junior alliance to the Fulanese in terms of their access to the oil fields in Biafra land, they will reject it. They will reject it. I don't hate anybody. I don't despise anybody, but I must speak the truth because I am under oath to do so. The truth must be spoken on this platform always, regardless of the consequences. All of you saw what happened and passed for elections in the zoo. But all of you also know that nobody in a civilized nation will allow that to happen to them. But most of you have accepted the rigged results. Even Chibuike Amaechi himself came out to say that PDP should forget what happened. Maybe in 2023 they will try and work closely with INEC to ensure that the elections will be free and fair. In other words, admitting on camera that the election was not free and fair. And you ask yourselves, what are the courts for? What is your legal system for? This man came out on national television to admit before millions of people that APC rigged the elections. And some of you just fold your arms and go to your useless Yoruba Pentecostal churches to say, let's leave it for God. That is how messed up we are. They have taken our oil. They have taken governance away from us. We are not in direct control of our destiny. And they even tell us how to worship Chukwuka Abiam. People who were previously Muslims in Yoruba land converted to Christianity, opened up mega churches, advertised extensively and very heavily by Yoruba media to attract all of you who are gullible. You have gone there and you have lost your senses and the ability to reason properly. That is why you have Radio Ibibio, and that's why you have IPOB. To correct your senses and to bring you back to some semblance of normality once again in terms of your ability to discern, in terms of your ability to reason properly. We must do what we have to do on Saturday, as we did during the presidential elections, to ensure that we convey this unmistakable message to the world that IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, is in absolute and total control of Biafra land. I know they'll come against us. I know they'll bring their army, their police, their road safety and civil defense to rig in favor of their servants in our land. And who are those people? Okay, Zipazu, Devo, Mahi, Ugwanyi, and APC in Imo. That's what they're intending to do. And we continue to receive intelligence reports. We continue to receive categorical information regarding the steps they are taking to ensure that the election is rigged. Okay, Zipazu's wife went to Abala. That is in Obingwa. And some areas in Osisioma, we have the list of where they intend to rig. To purchase PVCs belonging to women without husbands, to the widows of those communities. They distributed 2,000 naira each for the benefit of laying hands on a photocopy of their PVC. They promised them that they would return it to them after the elections on Saturday. And what have they done? They have used those PVCs. This is Okezie Ikpeazu's wife. What they are doing in Obingwa and in Osisioma. What they have done is to start their thumbprinting. 3 days ago. They've been stuffing ballot boxes since 3 days ago, in the hope of using the Fulani army to smuggle these stuffed ballot boxes into INEC collation centers across Abia State. That Okezie Ikpeazu may be announced as the governor of the state. And I feel sorry for our people. And when I say this, people always tell me to try and take it easy with our people, but I can't. You want to be developed, you want to be advanced, you want a better life both for yourself and your children and perhaps those yet to be born. But you are not prepared to make the sacrifices necessary to bring that positive change about. That is the difference between white Europeans and backward black African people. What is happening in the zoo today, what some of you are about to encourage to happen in Abia State, cannot happen anywhere else. You complain about lack of essential amenities. road, water, schools, hospitals, and all the rest of it. Somebody has been in office for 4 years. Nothing done in those 4 years. All they succeeded in doing is emptying the treasury, taking pictures of projects, virtue projects perhaps somewhere in South Africa, publishing it on social media in the hope of convincing some of you who are so daft that those projects are being executed in Biafra land, especially in Abia State. That same man occupying that very house, you know, my GRA, asked Fulani people to come down. I want you to consider this very carefully. Okay, Zibazu, Devo Mahi, Nyawodo, Willio Biano, and Abogawosa, all conspired with the Fulani North to bring their army into our land to kill all of us. Now consider the consequences. When Fulani herdsmen march into our land, who is going to stop them if that IPOB? The same people who are prepared, ready, and geared to defend our land with our bare hands, more or less, are the ones being killed and slaughtered by our Fulani servants in our land. And nobody is doing anything about it. And some people are even foolish enough to contemplate voting for such individuals or encouraging them to rig the elections. That is why I want Okezie Ikpeazu humiliated completely and totally on Saturday. Neither will anyone be foolish enough to vote for APC across our land. It's not possible. We will not do it. They will continue to rig themselves into positions where they find us on the ground so weak that their votes can no longer be defended. But in as much as we are concerned, okay, see, Ikpeazu, Devo Mahi, and the APC, they are dead in the water. We must prove to them that the land belongs to us. And our people must be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Because the rigging, why am I going on about rigging this very, because it's very, very crucial. Very crucial that these monsters don't return to government lodges again. For the simple reason that you think Operation Python Dance is a child's play. They'll bring something worse. When there was a lull in the killing of TV people from the Middle Belt, some people quite rightly said that they've halted all their slaughtering and their killings because they want Jibril to be returned to power. After that, the killings resume. Some dismissed it as mere propaganda, as usual, because when they're telling them the truth, they say it's propaganda that you're spreading. You're spreading falsehood. As soon as they declared Jibril al-Sudani Buhari's replacement as the winner of the presidential elections, they resumed their killing and slaughter of the weak and the innocent. It is so bad that newspapers even find it difficult now to report the killings. Everybody has been immunized. No one is repulsed or appalled by the level of carnage and slaughter going on in some communities that are not Fulani. Fulani headsmen are sacking villages and taking over. People are suffering. Ebonyi is almost a Fulani territory, thanks to Devo Mahi and those before him. But some of you are too blind to see. And I pray all the time, and I say to Chukwu Okike Abiama, don't allow what happened to the Jews of Europe to happen to your children, Biafrans. And I will tell you why. At least the Jews were highly educated. They had a sense of purpose and a sense of destiny. They had very wealthy men, the Rothschild of this world, and many others, the Rockefellers, very wealthy men that sponsored and funded Zionism the way we know it. Some of you don't know this, but I will tell you. Should the same fate befall our people, should Fulani decide to invade our land tomorrow, let me tell you this. CNN will not report it. Sky News will not report it. BBC will not report it. Al Jazeera will not report it. They can go on killing our people and practically exterminate us from the face of the earth. Nobody will bat an eyelid. That I assure you. If Jews who are sophisticated in Europe could be killed in their millions, the way that we are killed, of course we've been killed before, but what is coming is going to be worse. When I say something, please write it down on a piece of paper. If our people continue the way we have been going, I assure you before heaven and earth that what will befall us will be worse than what we encountered in 1966 and 1967. But only this time around, you will have the likes of OKZ, Bazo, and Dave Mahini and Wode encouraging them to come. Forget all the warm words they've been speaking or mouthing for the past few days. They know what awaits them. And we are not going to relent. Sometimes some people, they don't hear from me. They don't hear from my deputy. And they begin to wonder, is this thing we are doing ever going to work? Is it going to work? But of course it is going to work. It is going to work. Because we know what we are doing. We know what we are doing. And you must trust and believe in us. You must trust and believe in us. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, the time now is approximately, I think, about 18 minutes to 8 p.m. here in Brussels, in Belgium. We came to the European Parliament. We brought our petition before those who are learned and sophisticated enough to understand precisely what we are doing. And we are here to ensure that Chukwuka Abiama's grace will continue to guide, sustain, and keep each and every one of us. Therefore, we must be resolute. You don't know where you stand. You read one comment and you fall apart. Some of you are not strong enough mentally to sustain this very battle. But every day you talk about IPAB, one family, I'm a hardcore. Wasi Wonyoshi, a petty local criminal looking for relevance. And some of them have proven themselves to be. Only 100 men will restore Biafra. I've not changed from that. Only 100 men. And out of that 100, I have not seen up to 18. We have about 17 right now. Once the number is up to 100, then we march. Then you know how serious we are. The work we are doing now is essential. Very, very important. That is why the likes of OKZ, Bazo, Dave Umahi cannot be. Don't allow them. If they come back, we are finished. We are gone. We are finished as a race. And for those of you in Imo, don't even think about it, considering APC in any way, because there will be worse than the rest. Therefore, wherever you are, those of you in Lagos, those of you in Igwacha, those of you in Anioma, under siege, under siege. Akwa Ibom, our land is under siege. Ibibio land, Anang, is under siege. Oron is under siege. Igwacha is under siege. And the funniest thing is that this... Oh, dear me. When you talk to somebody from Ikwere and you say, you are my brother, they say, no, we are one Nigeria, whatever rubbish it is. But I keep asking them. The army that is killing you now on the streets of... Rivers, where are they from? Where are they from? Do you see how stupid these people have managed to make us become? We are so hopeless that even when our enemy is standing in front of us and slaughtering us in our hundreds, we still empathize with them. Is it an Igbo man now that is doing the killing in Igwacha? You are in a country where you are being asked not to vote or else you will lose your life in Yoruba land. And you're telling me you're a Nigerian. Why did Mandela fight in South Africa? Why did Steve Biko fight and die for the freedom of his people because they wanted one man, one vote. The same people that claim that they are Nigerians, that everybody is a Nigerian. We shouldn't do anything to disrupt or upset the existing order. They are the same people asking you to vote for a particular person or else you will lose your life in Lagos. The same thing in Kano. You were physically restrained and stopped from voting. The areas where you tried to vote, they came there, disrupted it, and burned the ballot box and the ballot papers within it. And you wake up the next morning and you tell me, I am a Nigerian. Do you see the extent of your stupidity and your hopelessness? Do you see why I don't see or regard a Nigerian as a human being? Because they cannot reason properly. Because they cannot make use of the brain that their head is carrying. You went out to vote and they said, no, you're not going to vote. You vote and they rig. You try and they keep rigging. And you come up again and tell me that you're proud to be a Nigerian. Oh, let's leave it in 2023. Who knows what God might do? I can't regard you as a human being. You are lower than an animal. That is why all of you must rise up and do the needful. That is why you must rise up and do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. Ensure that you join the nearest IPOB family to you. And also make sure that you do the best within your powers and your capabilities to ensure that Biafra is restored as quickly as possible. We gave mandate to our people to go out and get rid of the criminals in office. We didn't ask you to join any political party. Not at all. Because we don't join political parties. IPOB, if we wish to, can be converted into a political party, but we have not done so. Therefore, let me repeat what I've said. Let me repeat. We are not a political party movement. Anybody joining a political party is doing so at his or her own risk and can never be part of our family. We are the people, and the people is IPOB. Here we have it on very good intelligence. I have the names of the people that APC have designated to rig elections in Imo State on Saturday. Because what some of you don't know is that elections are won and lost at local government headquarters. That is where they smuggle in all the rigged ballot, the stuffed ballot boxes to correspond to what Abuja have actually told the resident electoral commissioner, REC they are called, the figures have been asked to impute on the main result paper. How did they do it? Rather than announcing the result at the polling booth or at the ward, they collect every ballot box and transport it. As logistically impossible as it is, and transport it to the local government headquarters, where hopefully all the stuffed ballot boxes will be brought in to tally with what the resident electoral commissioner have written. All these people that I'm about to mention their name this evening, they are all Biafrans. They are Igbo. Some are even from Evan, even all of them, they are from Imo State. But they'll be wondering how come we stumbled upon the names. But we have it. These are the people that you will see on Saturday. That is how authentic you know this very information is. There's somebody called Clement Achebong. He'll be in Abombise. Uzochikwendo will be at Ahia Zumbis. These are the people that APC have appointed in Imo State to rig elections for them to put couples of them in power. Listen, I'm just giving you their names, so you know. Theresa Akalonu, Mwabishi, Theresa is from Ezine Hitembise. Theresa Akalonu is from Ehimembano. We know who they are, all of them. Peter Okorie, Idato North. George Njoko from Idato. USB one manning the stuffed ballot boxes at Idato South. Ekoma Nebue Itoboma, she'll be there to rig. Ijoma Peter Mary Wosu will be at Ikeduru to rig the elections for APC. Emeka Okike will be at Isialamba not to rig elections. Chidima Opara Nestor will be at Isu to rig elections for Awosa Fulani Alamajiri APC. Odelenye Mary will be at Mbitolu. Ugochukwu Blessing will be at Ngokwala rigging. Obiora Okafor will be at Njaba doing his utmost best to make sure that Fulani has a foothold in Biafra land. Ugochukwu Blessing will be rigging from Ngokwala again. Obiora Okafor from Njaba. Benjamin Nonyalem will be at Nkwale rigging. Daniel Lifu will be at Wangele. Achibie Obonne will be in Obowu doing the best they can to make sure that Jubril al-Sudani is in control of Imo State. Ugwadu Christian will be at Uguta. Nwoke Mwabweze will be at Ohajebwema. Ethelbert Oranebo will be at Okigwe Rigin. Jim Rebecca, whatever name that is, Jim Rebecca, Nsobodekwa, will be at Onimo Rigin. Njoko Aloysius will be in Olu doing their best to make sure that APC is returned to power. Frank Okoria will be in Osu. Nkemdrem Juliet will be in Oru East. Abednego Okolia will be in Oru West. Emanuela Ben Opara will be at the headquarters waiting to receive stuffed ballot boxes. Noel Ikenna will be in Owerri North. Ebere Oji will be in Owerri West. Let me make one thing very clear to all these people that have mentioned their names in Imo State. You know, it's not everything that we do that we announce or that we tell the world. But let us make one thing very clear. If you know them, they're related to you. They're your father, mother, uncle, sister, aunt, whatever they are. I'll go through the names once again. Go and tell them that any attempt to impose an Alamajiri slave in Hopu Zodima on Imo people, they will live to regret it for the rest of their lives. They should ask those that have crossed us what they're going through. Then they will understand. Once again, these are the names of the people. One day you go and tell them that we know what they plan to do on Saturday. They must allow the will of the people to prevail. It must prevail. The will of the people must. And the will of the people is not APC anywhere in Biafra land. The same way they'll be disgraced in Akwa Ibom. The same way they'll be disgraced in Iwacha, in River State. Those hoping to remove me some week, you can never succeed. Never, ever, ever. And the most shameful part of it is that some people are actually encouraging Alamajiri to come into our land and take it over completely and totally. So they are cattle, so they can build cattle colonies. Uchoga wants to build cattle colonies in Abia to please the North. Even in Ebonyi, Devo Mahi, they are now encouraging Alamajiri to run for councillorship and for seats in the House of Assembly of Ebonyi State in order to prove to Fulani people that they are part of the Alamajiri One Nigeria. All because he wants to advance his political career. Why am I saying all of these things? That so you will know. I am placing you on record, not myself, that on the seventh day, which is the seventh, isn't it?
Yes.
Of March 2019, during a live address from Brussels, here in Belgium, I warned all of you about the dangers of allowing Okezie Ikpeazu and Devo Mahi back into office. The consequences will be disastrous for everybody because Alamajiri will come with full force and they will decimate what is left of us. You went in, no? When it happened, I'll tell you, everything I've said have come to pass. I said everything. If you don't know, by now I'm sure you know. These are the names of the people who will be doing the devil's work in Imo State on Saturday. Clement Achebong, Uzo Chikwendo, Teresa Kalon, Wabishi Teresa, Peter Okorie, George Njoku, Ekoma Nebue, Ijoma Peter Mary Nwosu, Emeka Okike. I don't even know this one is a real name. Emeka Okike. Sounds a bit funny. Chidema Opara Nestor at Isu. Odilinye Mary. Ugochukwu Blessing. Obiora Okafo. Benjamin Nonyalum. Daniel Lifu. Achibie Obonne. Ugwadu Christian. Nwoke Nwabweze Ethelbert Oranebo. Jim Rebecca. Njoku Aloysius. Frank Okorie. Nkem Derim Juliet. Abadnego Okolie. Maybe it's from the same family, some of these people. Emanuela Ben Opara, Noel Ikenna, Ebere Oji. These are the people that hope to enthrone or bring about Fulani Caliphate into Imo State. And we must stop them completely and totally. And our people, both those of you, I wouldn't say both, I mean those in Kano and those in Lagos and elsewhere in the zoo, you must begin to make preparations to relocate back to Biafra land. Very, very earnestly, you must make those plans or else you will live to regret it. What we are passing through today, other people have gone through it in the past. If you ignore these warnings, you will live to regret it. You will live to regret it. Understand that only Fulani people have 3 frontline terror groups in the world. Allow me to repeat. Only Fulani people that Yorubas are supporting, that Yoruba Muslims are supporting, are in control of 3 frontline terror groups in the world. Namely, Boko Haram is a Fulani invention. Fulani headsmen, the Miyeti Allah Cattle Breeders Association, is the 4th most deadly terrorist group in the world. Fulani. Islamic State in West Africa, previously controlled at the, listen very carefully to this, at the advice of the late Buhari, the son of Muhammad Yusuf, the founder of Boko Haram, was made the overall commander of Islamic State in West Africa, Al-Banawi. If you doubt me, if Yoruba journalists are in doubt, they should go and check the court records of Al-Banawi. He was arrested and arraigned before an Abuja Federal High Court, and he was released on the orders of Asorok. Go and check your records. The current leader of Islamic, ISIS, the Islamic State in West Africa, Al-Banawi, was appointed at the recommendation of the late Buhari. Now, can you imagine if Biafran people, or Igbo people for that matter, were to own 3 terror groups? Look at ordinary IPOB. That is peaceful. The whole world knows we are peaceful. We are being commended every blessed day for maintaining our peaceful stance. They are the ones calling us terrorists. And how did they succeed? Because, okay, see, Bazo, Dave Umahi, Nyangwodo, Willio Biano, Aboga Wosa, and to a lesser extent, Ugwani in Enugu State, went and invited Fulani people to come and tag their own people, their own brothers, their own flesh and blood as terrorists. Whereas those actually doing the killing of innocent people, women and children in the Middle Belt, nobody's calling them a terrorist group. Fulani, the only contribution they have made to the zoo is to give us 3 frontline terror groups, all owned by Fulani people. Yet they rig themselves back into power and you're all keeping quiet because you're black. What can I say? This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and the time is now coming up to exactly the top of the hour, which is 8 o'clock here in Brussels, in Belgium. And this is a Radio Biafra live presentation. Saturday is very, very crucial. If you have any information that will lead to uncovering the nefarious activities of OKZ, Bazu, and APC in Imo State, you must bring that to our attention so that we can expose it for the world to know. The same thing is applicable in Ebonyi. But let me make it very, very clear, abundantly clear at that. If any of these people were to be allowed back into office, we will die. Fulani will come with a vengeance. There will be cattle colonies in our land, and we are finished. Completely and totally. The same thing that befell our WhatsApp people will befall us. They came fighting corruption. Oh, don't forget that. Not under for the, oh no, we'll fight corruption. The same way that some of you are hopelessly gullible and foolish. Some of you with 1.1 million Facebook accounts writing gibberish every blessed day. The same thing you're doing now was exactly what some foolish Hausa people did when the Fulanis came from the Futa Jalon, settled in Gobert, in Sokoto, and claimed they came to fight corruption. They convinced the local Hausa peasants to help them fight corruption at their palaces, at the places of their kings. And they agreed, foolishly and hopelessly. Today, every emirate in the north is presided over by a Fulani man. Hausa, as an ethnic group, is all but gone. The only thing they have is their language, Hausa language. The rest is gone. The same thing will happen to us. It will even happen to us at a faster, more devastating rate. Why? Because language, your language, you can't even speak it properly without adding is and but. Because when the Fulani come for us, there will be nobody left to fight for you. Because in the young world, Dave Umahi, okay, Zipazu ensured that the only Agune chamber they have, which is IPOB, is decimated and destroyed. Thereby paving the way for Fulani to march into our land unchallenged. And the same way that Hausa people have been rendered irrelevant today is how you will all be rendered irrelevant if you survive the pogrom that is to come. I feel sorry for those in Kano. I know those in Lagos, they are safe anywhere because Yoruba can't do anything to them. They only talk. Yoruba can't do anything to them. It's those in the north. You are living in an area where there are three active terror groups. The same way we lost our lives in 1966 is how some of you will be killed in the north. Today is the 7th of March. Write it down when it happens. I will tell you, I told you so. You will be killed. It's only a matter of time. The sooner you join the nearest IPOB family to you, the better for everybody. Saturday is a very critical day in the lives of our people. We must make sure we take back control of our land from the likes of OKZ, Bazu, and Dave Umahi. Amongst them, they're not even the people who could even manage to build Second Niger Bridge. Enugu on a express road they couldn't build. Enugu Water Road, for where? Our seaports are not working. Our airports are not working. Just tell me what they have done for you. Name one thing they have done. If not to give you kerosene, as Okezibas was doing. So they shouldn't be there. They should not. If you understand, you understand. You're talking about Biafra, yes. But I don't want idiots that when UN will come and say, oh, but what are your problems? Why are your people agitating? You will tell them, oh, no, they are miscreants. That's what I've been telling them. Ask any award, they will tell you that's what I've been telling them. Because of IPOB, EU came to Biafra land. Britain came to Biafra land. US envoy came to Biafra land. As soon as they stopped at Enugu, met Ugwani, met, what's the idiot's name again, Umahi, met Okezipazo with Nyawodo. It's all over. Oh, don't mind IPOB, they are a bunch of miscreants. They said, but look at their legitimacy. They said, oh no, forget them. They are our children. We know them. They are miscreants. But look at where we are today. That is why we don't want idiots occupying government houses because they do a lot of damage. Anybody who has done any sort of diplomatic legwork in connection or in relation to Biafra restoration will tell you this. The second thing they always ask you is, how about your people who are in government? Are there no Biafrans in government? Once you say yes, they'll ask you, but what are they doing? Once we tell them, oh, they are not good enough, they are this and that, they are stooge and whatever, and they'll be looking at us as if we've lost it. But they are your people. You say they are your people, and they are there. How come they are there if the people didn't vote for them? Because the zoo is a sovereign nation. Understand this. Understand how international politics work. Because the zoo is a sovereign nation, and we, IPOB, we are agitating to set our people free. When any envoy comes to our land, they will not come to Lagos Airport or Abuja, when they take their local flight to Owerri or to Enugu, they'll say, oh, is IPOB here? We want to see them all. They have come on a fact-finding mission on the ground. And very soon, two more countries will do the same. When they come, what do? They go to the government lodge. They go to the governor's office to ask him, what is happening to your people? And then the governor will say, oh, it's nothing. They are miscreants. They are wheelbarrow pushers. They are frustrated. Why will we not be frustrated? After university education, after our mothers must have struggled, maybe sold garri or crayfish or whatever it is that we do and suffer to survive. After putting us through school, we come out, master's degree holder, driving Keke Napep, a Fulani boy without WAEC, will make it to become the Speaker of the House of Senate. How do you believe such nonsense? When Buhari was alive, he had no WAEC certificate. None whatsoever. Now that Buhari is dead, they brought in somebody from Sudan to replace him. And all of you foolish, some of you can see, because when we post, they say, oh, no, but this is not Buhari now, but that is the idiot Nasarok. And you all keep quiet. Because you're black. And there's something that keeps worrying me all the time. And I know that the zoo media will not write about it. Anytime they report my address, they always omit something that I say all the time. If you want to know why Chukwuka Abiyama brought Biafrans into that dark continent called Africa, cast your mind back to how we have been used and abused throughout history. We are the only people to rise up against oppression and injustice in Haiti. Igbo people, Igbo, IGBO. Or should I say Biafrans? Who we are the first people to rise up against colonial rule in Africa in 1929? Aba women, Biafran women from Akwa Ibom, from Cross River, from Rivers, from Bayelsa, from Anioma, from everywhere. They converge in Aba to stage a protest against the white colonial master, Britain. They were shot dead. We don't even remember them. This year is 100-year anniversary of the heroic rise of our mothers, and we shall honor them. This is 20, am I correct? Which is it, 100 years? Or is it 90 years? Yeah. Is it 100 years? It's 100 years, isn't it? About women's riot, it's 100 years, isn't it? Is it 100 years? You don't know your mathematics or what? Which I'm fine with maths. Not to my understanding, start saying that a deputy doesn't know maths. Is it 90th anniversary? Or is it the 100th anniversary? It's 90, isn't it? Yeah. Are you sure it's 90? Is it 90th anniversary? 90 years. Nearly 100 years. Do we remember them? Imagine if those women were Yoruba. I'm telling you, before you go to where they are being honored, you will pay millions upon millions of naira to get in. But they are our mothers. Nobody cares. And after that, I'll imagine we'll slaughter you. And we'll bring back your hopeless, useless corpse back up to the village to bury you. That is why you must join IPOB nearest to you. And that is why we must continue relentlessly and with a fanatical dedication to the purity of the soul of our movement and our struggle. We must be free. There is no alternative. Some people wake up one morning, they decide to write some rubbish about what they think ought to happen or should be happening. Some idiot, Haga Village Bank, Ochakaikai Nazund, after drinking water that they defecate on, they come out and start talking rubbish. And that is why the death of that boy that drank sewage water is a warning to everybody that has no access to clean, potable water. Especially some of those ranting, as usual, on Facebook. Your brains are damaged because some of the bacteria contained in the water that you drink goes to your brain and wreaks havoc there. You can no longer reason properly. People don't think like human beings anymore. I said this many years ago, which I don't know if you can still remember. I said that we are only reeling under zoo propaganda machinery. How about when BBC joined the fray? When they join, what's going to happen to you? You run away now. And I said this. People are asking us now, please, can you go to war? Do something. All it will take for you to run away from the battlefield is one helicopter distributing leaflet on top telling you that Nnamdi Kanu has been captured. When they came to my house to kill me on the 14th of September of 2017, had they succeeded in killing me, I'm sure by now there'll be everybody will have their own IPOB all over the world. There'll be perhaps 88 IPOBs all over the place claiming autonomy. What we are doing will be completely destroyed. Even the fact that I'm alive, some people are not happy. But before they were shouting, Biafra, Biafra, that we are one, we are together. It's now that I know that it's paining them that I'm alive. That's how evil some of you are. And after that, who would want to die for you? The way you're behaving, if not for IPUB, do you think? Now, maybe that is why people go to Fulani people and they collect whatever they can and say, to hell with all of you. Because you don't know how to appreciate anything good. But we must continue because this is our calling, is our life, and is our ultimate mission and goal to restore Biafra, and we're going to do it. Wherever you are and whatever thing that you're doing, you must pause to reflect and ask yourself this very simple question. Is what I'm doing advancing the cause of Biafra or retarding it? It is not everybody that is supposed to speak at the same time. That is why you have parliaments. People vote people in to go and speak for them. It's not that you don't have an opinion. You do, yes. We know that for sure. But it is not every opinion that is valid at each particular point in time. I thank you all very much for listening this very evening. Which I don't know if there's anything, any announcement that you want me to make, so I can make it for our people to understand and to hear. But I had a meeting with UK National Coordinator and those workers, and I made it very clear how IPOB structure is going to be, and that's how it will be. The same thing applies all over the world. Do you want to say hello to your friends all over the world? Or do you just say hello? Our deputy is here with me.
Yes, I just want to say a very big thank you to all hardcore dedicated Biafrans who have been very much assiduously working hard towards this restoration effort. Our leader, Mazen Nankan, has said it all. And I commend each and every one of us who have been with this family. Even our enemies know and recognizes the importance of IPOB. They may be going about or demonstrating all manner of shenanigans, but in their quiet time, they recognize the potency of IPOB. We are the people, and IPOB remains the most formidable, the most unstoppable of all grassroots movement of people all around the world. We are Catholic in our approach to issues, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. Remain focused, remain resolute. Saturday is a day of action. And we urge you, eminent Biafrans, to do the needful. For Biafra shall be restored in our lifetime, and we are not going to hand over this baton to our children or generations of Biafrans to come. Do your bit now, and the world will recognize whom we are. Thank you very much, and I will hand over microphone once again to our leader, the indefatigable servant of the Most High God. We should be proud of whom we are, that he has come in our lifetime. This is a rare breed of Biafrans dedicated to this gospel of restoration. Because men have died, and because they have died, they died for nothing. They died not for nothing, but for restoration of Biafra. We must make sure that Biafra is restored on their behalf and in their honor. Thank you very much once again, and remain resolute. Thank you, our leader.
That's the voice of our deputy, Mazume Uchemefo, ever dedicated and ever determined and a loyal servant of this very great movement. The best of its kind in the whole world, bar none. Hey, why not me? Hey, my man, we're going to go to school. I got school. You know, when people go to village schools and as somebody accused Margaret Thatcher once, they know the price of everything and the value of nothing. The value of nothing. They have no honor. They have no dignity. Every idiot jumps up to think they can do what we are doing in IPOB. You cannot do it. If I hand over IPOB to you, it will collapse within a matter of hours. You can't handle it. Do you think I do what I do out of my own strength or power? I never wanted to do this very work. They are naturally ungrateful people. I will not serve them. You must do it, or else you will go mad. You don't know that's why I'm entertaining some of you. Ask those that know me and they will tell you. But we must do this very work. Doesn't want me to see Biafra Chakankulu more Chineke. You want me to speak against the spirit? That you go come and be upset with me as he was with Moses. But it will not work. I will do the work that I've been sent to do. And Biafra will be restored in our time. And then my job is done. Then not now. That time is coming. Let Biafra come. But we pray and we continue to do so because we don't do what we do by our strength nor might. We do it because Elohim has decreed it. And in our lifetime, Biafra shall come. And there is nothing any bagger can do about it. Thank you very much for listening. And from me, from here, this very evening, it is goodbye. Yeah.
Onyibayami, Onyibayami, my love.